Frustration in others is when I do not believe in myself. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Frustration of others is when I do not believe in myself. Have you ever noticed how whenever you get frustrated, how other people are acting, how other people are thinking, how other people are doing things, that frustration is merely saying to you that you are not strong in your belief of who you are, of what you believe, of where you're going, and how you're getting there. When we get frustrated with other people for doing things, when we get frustrated with other people for not following the rules or not going all the way with the programs that they have established for themselves, quitting halfway through, that's us. That's us. We could not see other people going halfway, not fulfilling their dreams, their goals, their desires, not standing up to who they say they are, unless we ourselves are doing that same thing. Whether we believe it or not, and we can certainly look around us and see the evidence, but whether we believe it or not, we can look out into the world and we can see the world as an exact 100% replica of who and what we are. Every thought I think demonstrates itself in some activity in my world. Every thought I think demonstrates itself in some expression of what's going on in my world. Now, what is going on in my world? What do I want to pay attention to? What do I want to recognize? Here at the campus, at the monastery, when we have our breakfast, I look around at the other monks, and I say to myself, what a wonderful group of people. What a wonderful group of people. So loving, so gentle, so kind, outpicturing from their hearts all the peace and all the goodness and all the joy that they have within them. How beautiful they are. How absolutely beautiful, how absolutely wonderful, how absolutely fantastic they are. Now, that any imperfection might reveal itself on their countenance, whatever that may be on their countenance, it doesn't matter. Because if I see it, it's in me. Now, do I have the possibility, do I have the genius, do I have the capability of looking at the world about me and seeing it as I am? Now, truly, if I am a loving person, unconditionally loving person, looking at all the world without conditions but with love, do I see the world as a lovely place to be? Oh my goodness, yes. If I look at the world and see the world as something desirable and good, is that what the world is for me? Oh yes. If I look at my co-monks here at the monastery and I see each one of them being their highest and best at all times, that's me being my highest and best. Because when I look at the world, I see the world through my eyes. I see all the experiences that are going on in the world through my eyes. And when I see the monks eating their breakfast with a care and a love, and taking each mouthful of food and saying, "This is the greatest mouthful of food I've ever had." Oh, come on now. Yes, this is the greatest mouthful of food I have ever had. And when I look at the twinkle in their eyes and the smile on their face and their lips curling up into a joyous presence as they eat each bite and say to themselves, I'm in paradise. I'm in heaven, and I created it. I'm in heaven, and I created it. As I look at each monk, and I see each one of them carefully preparing themselves for breakfast, coming with their self-dressed as lovely as they can, not necessarily new, not old, but with care. Their hair is lovely combed, their face is lovely washed, their beingness is just fresh and smiley and just delightful. Oh yes, my creation. My creation. Yes, these are the little things in life. Oh, we can think of our good buddy Napoleon Hill and Think and Grow Rich and all that sort of stuff. And we can think of the big and marvelous aspects of life that we want to follow, that we would love to have. We'd love to be so rich. Oh, but how could we be so rich if we have not learned to be rich in everything we are? I'm rich as I look at the other monks and I see the reflection of my happy life in them. I'm rich as I look at my world about me and I see paradise with every glance of my eye. I look at the campus of the university here in the monastery and I say to myself, wow, am I honored to live in this wonderful place at this wonderful time by my choice. And as I live here, I respect it and I honor it. And I love it. I delight in every aspect of it. This is divinely created by me, divinely created by my thought, divinely created by my desire, divinely created by me. Yes, me. Each one of us divinely creates the world we live in, and it is a world of goodness and beauty and magic wherever we turn. And it's a wonderful world. But it's those little things. It's those little moments of delight. The little moments of appreciation of every single thing that comes to our attention. Do I love me? You say, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. Yes, do I love me? I do. Do I think I'm a nice guy? Yes, I do. Do I think I have good choices? Yes, I do. Do I think I am a good-looking person? Yes, I do. Do I think that my smiling face brings smiles to everyone else? Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Do I think that my loving attitude toward myself shines forth in every action, in every attitude, in every word that I speak? Yes, I do. Does all the world look at me and say, wow, what a neat guy? Yes, they do. Does all the world look at me and say, what a rich man? Yes, they do. Does all the world look at me and say, what a healthy, vital, dynamic, alive person that is? Yes, they do. Because that's what I think about myself. The world can only know me, and it's not a matter that it can only know me. The world only knows me by what I think about myself. The world only knows me by the image that I put forth of myself. Do I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body? Yes! Am I fantastic? Yes! Am I wonderful? Yes! Do I see everyone in my world fantastic and wonderful? Yes. Do I see all of the experiences that I have in my world delightful, joyous, free now? I like Will Smith's comment. He says, I like to act in movies that have a happy ending because all of my life is a happy ending. I want a happy ending in everything I do. Now, he's experienced that. And people expect him to be in a movie with a happy ending. Mm-hmm. people expect him to have a personal life that has a happy ending. There's no hang-ups in his personal life. If he had any hang-ups in the past, they're past. He has grown out of them. He's now grown into the new man that he is. Have you grown into the new person you are? Yes, you are. Every day you're growing into that new person you are. And every day you're leaving behind the old person you were. Every day you're creating in your life that new wonderful being that you are by your thought, by your attitude. And can you handle that? Can you handle that? Can you be the thought that you are? Can you be the love that you are? Can you be the wonder that you are? Can you be the magic that you are? Can you be the totality of all that is good and beautiful that you are? And the answer is 100% yes. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. That's not just a statement from some great biblical authority or great philosopher. As I think in my heart, so I am. It's not a matter of whether I want to think that way. It's not a matter of whether I want to think good or bad or nice or terrible thoughts. It's what I do think. What I do think. Do I watch the news broadcasts and say, oh dear, that's so terrible? Or do I, if I happen to see a news broadcast, and nothing happens by chance, but do I happen to see a news broadcast, do I immediately say, good? I surround you with my pure white light of love. All is in divine order. Do I say, good? If I'm looking at a fight, do I say, hey, go for it, go for it? Or do I say, I surround you with my pure white light of love and go your way? Do you want to be a participant in that fight? Or do you want to have it just as a passing thing that you accidentally, not accidentally, no accidents in life, all are our choice. That fight that you walked by, release it. That's a practice exercise for us. Release those things in our life that are not who we are. Are you fighting? Are you unhappy? Are you looking for the sad part of life? Well, you can tell it by how many adventures on the sad part of life you experience. Are you looking for the good part of life? Are you seeing the good part of life? Are you creating the good part of life in everything you do? Are you the master, absolute 100% master of who and what you are? Are you the great being? As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. What do you think in your heart about yourself? Let's always start with ourselves. What do you think about yourself? Do you like yourself? Are you happy with yourself? Have you created yourself living in a beautiful, harmonious universe? Have you created yourself living in a world of people who are loving, who are gentle, who are kind, who are helpful, who are fantastic in every way? Oh my, yes, you have, and I have, and we are. Oh, it's our choice. It's our choice. Frustration of others is when I do not believe in myself. Now, when I believe in myself, I can't be frustrated with others. When I believe in myself, I look at others and I say, hey, they're great. Have I ever struggled as I made decisions? Perhaps. I don't remember my struggles. I only remember my decisions. I only remember my choices. I only remember where I decided that I was going to go with my life and how I went there. What do you think of people who go around always saying nice things? What do you think of people who go around always doing nice things? What do you think of people who go around always being loving? What do you think of people who go around always turning the other cheek, always being the loving, fantastic, glorious symbol of icon of purity and goodness and peace, and they live it? What do you think of them? Well, what you think of them is that you wish you could be them. Oh, you might say, goody-goody two-shoes. You might say too good to be true, but not really. In your heart, in my heart, in every being's heart, when we look at someone who is demonstrating goodness in their life, when we look at someone who's being the highest and best that they can possibly be, when we look at someone who's being loving, being gentle, being kind, being considerate, and the world is like that, and the people in the world are like that. I say the people in the world are like that, not many, but the people in the world are like that. The people in the world are loving. The people in the world are fantastic. The people in the world are generous. The people in the world are abundant. The people in the world are healthy. The people in the world are unconditionally loving under all circumstances. The people in the world are unconditionally loving under all circumstances. Can you say that with an open mind and an open heart and an open recognition that it's so? Can you say that? And the answer is yes. Say that to yourself. Know that of yourself. Know that of your life and of your world. Know that of all that exists. Because it's just the little things that make us happy. I often say with my staff here at the monastery, I say, think about it. I am not interested in whether you made a mistake or whether you didn't. I'm only interested in whether you know the principle and you live it. Whether you know the principle and you live it. If the principle is to always say beautiful things, and some point in time, conditions caused you to say something not nice, you violate the principle at its highest point. You violate the principle because you have allowed yourself to be frustrated, irritated, bothered by the world that you created. Now, if you could look at that same situation and say to yourself, all is in divine order, all is peace, you cannot be unhappy. You cannot judge. You cannot in any way say the person is being improper. You are being proper by seeing all in divine order. You are following principle. You are following the rules of the game. And in following the rules of the game, you are living according to principle. You are living according to the rules of the game. If you're playing a game with someone and they're not following the rules of that particular game, you can't very well play that game with them. You can't have fun with them. I often say if I'm playing with some young person who is learning the rules of the game, oh, let's change that. I don't like that rule. All right, let's change it. Now, from now on, the rule is that we put this person here and that person can do that on the chessboard or whatever. And we got to remember that now. That's a new rule. That's a new direction. And so after we play the game for a little while, they say, I don't like that rule. I don't like that because that's not the way the original game was set up. That's not the way it works harmoniously to to play the game. That's not for me, and it's not for me. And you say to yourself, ha, 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 ha. The rules of the game have purpose. They have significance. Not because they're the rules of the game, but because it's following the program. Establishing for yourself values. Your values may change. They may become more intense and they may become less intense. They may become whatever. But to have values to live by are the little things in life that make all well and all good. And if we do not have values, we do not have friends. If we do not have values, we do not have a life. If we do not have values, we do not have existence. And if we do not have values, we are non-existent. Values make up life into something absolutely spectacular. The principle makes up life into something absolutely fantastic. But both values and principle are followed in little steps, are followed in little steps of learning. As a child is taught, do unto others as you want them to do unto you. And so the child says, well, good, okay. I want them to share with me all their toys, so I share with them all my toys. I want them to say nice things to me, so I say nice things to them. I want them to enjoy playing with me, so I enjoy playing with them. I want them to come to my house and come to my party and come be my bestest of all bestest friends. So I must be their bestest of all bestest friends in me. And when I do that, oh, what magic takes place in my life. Oh, what wonderful things take place, but all over just the little things, a step at a time. And Lao Tse said, the journey of 1,000 miles begins with the first step. With just the first step, we have to make that first step, that little step. We love to play the game, Captain May I. And in the game, Captain May I, when we follow the rules, we do all sorts of great things. And we're all the children standing around, and they say, it's my turn, okay. Take one baby step. And so you take a baby step. And they say, nope, go back. Why? You didn't say, Captain, may I? Oh, who made that rule? That's not the matter who made it. It's just a rule. Okay. So the next thing, it goes around to your turn again. And the captain says, all right, you may take 5 giant steps. And you remember to follow the rules. You remember to do the game in the proper order. That's what children's games are all about, learning to follow the program, the rules, and enjoying it. And you say, Captain, may I? And the captain says, sure thing. And so you make 5 giant steps. You lost your baby step, but you got 5 giant steps because you learned the principle. You learned the rule. And each step along the way, you learn the rule more and more. Children's games are not games of nonsense and games of uselessness. Children's games prepare us to follow the rules, to have values, to believe in a leader, to believe that someone's going to play the game, someone's going to be it. And when that person is it, whether they are leadership or not, they're it, so they have to call the next game. They can't play in it. They got to call it. All these games have so much purpose for them, so much significance in them, far beyond what appears to be, far beyond what it appears to be on the surface. And that's true for all of us. As soon as we learn to play the game of life, by giving love, we get love. By being joyous, we have joy showered upon us. By living in a rich consciousness, richness is ours. By living in a healthy attitude of mind and body and spirit, health is ours. What do you want? What's your goal? Are you frustrated in what you see others doing? It's just an indication of where you want to work on being yourself and having fun. You want to work on being whatever it is another frustrates you in. And no longer are you frustrated, but now you say, all is in divine order, and you go your way. All is in divine order. And you say, what a glorious, glorious, glorious day. And so it is. I love you. I love you. I love you.